Bava Kama, Perek Vov, Mishnah Vov. Gates Shiyotza Mitachas HaPatish V'Hizik. Gates is a spark that went out from a blacksmith when he hammers against metal, so there could be a spark that shoots out. Could catch on fire. There's a bale of hay or cotton nearby, so it could catch on fire. It caught some on fire, created Hezik, Chay. There's no reason why he shouldn't be chayiv. It's his fault. However, there's an important point to make over here. If we're talking about a chayiv being alt ishay mishum amoynoi, where he's chayiv alt mamon amazik, so then he'll only be chayiv if it's his fault. There has to be a v'lo yishmerenu, like we've said many times. If we're talking about where the getz is a direct hezek, banging on the piece of metal causes a direct shot of fire and it burns something, that would be considered already ishum mishum chitzov. By Odom HaMazik, the halacha is that a person's chayiv mishum oynis. We learned that in the second parak. So Mamela, the Shavuos had to learn the Mishnah, Tosfos, over here in the end of Perek HaKoinis on the Afsamo, understands that we're talking about a case of Momen HaMazik. You look at the Tosfos Yomtiv, and he seems to learn up, Al Pi the Rambam, that we're talking about a case of Momen, of Odom HaMazik, and be chayiv afilu boynis. An important nafkamin in how to learn the Mishnah, but the halacha is clear. Gomel Shayton Pishton, there was a camel that's laden with sacks of Pishton. Va'ovar B'shus HaRabim, camel is pretty tall, so the Pishton is even taller once the camel back is full. It's going through B'shus HaRabim. V'nichnas Pishtoni L'toich HaChanus, the gomel goes into the marketplace. V'dolku B'neiroi Shalchen V'ni, and it catches fire onto the nair that's burning above the store of the chenveni. V'hidlich zabira, nebuch, the whole store caught on fire, and the whole thing goes up in smoke. Bala gomel chayiv. We're talking about a case over here where clearly the chayiv is mishum momen amazik. It's not odom amazik, a gomel carrying pishton that carries flammable material and it catches on fire. That's not odom amazik. That's his, like a kelev shenotol charora that we had in the second parak. So the chiv is mishum momen amazik. It's his kelev that created the fire. His gomel over here that created the fire. So mel over here is chayiv only because it's his fault. We have to understand, this way the Gemara understands it, that the pishton was piled too high, too thick, and or the gomel was led in a place where it was too close to flammable situations, and that's why he's chayiv. However, he niyach chenveni neiro mibachutz. If the chenveni put his nair in a place where, listen, there are gemalim passing by. You have to put a nair in a place where it's safe. And you put the nair in a place where it's not safe, so then the halacha is his chayiv. The last line over here in the perek is a unique line. There's something unique about it that we don't find in Gan Shisha Sidri Mishnah. Reb Yehuda Oimer, b'ner chanukah potter. If the above mentioned chenveni, the reason why he put his nair outside is because there's a chiyuv on Chanukah to light. The original minig from Chazal was to light bePesach HaChotzer, not to light inside, the way most of us light. They lit bePesach HaChotzer, Pesach HaBayis, Pesach HaChotzer. That being said, the nair was outside where normally that would be a place where you shouldn't be lighting. But it's Chanukah, so if it's Chanukah, you should be looking. You shouldn't be riding a bike up and down the street where, you know, in Yerushalayim, where they light outside, there's a kid flying down the street in a place where normally it's right off the, on the sidewalk, right away from the houses, but now there are boxes there with neiros. If this is a shuk where there are chenvenim that have neir Chanukah set up, so here we have to say that the onus of pshia over here is on the bala gomel. Similar, in that case, will be potter. What's unique over here that we don't have a shisha sidra mishnah? Look through Shisha Siddur Mishnah, the halachas of Neiros Chanukah are not discussed in Mishnayis. The Velt, that comes from the Chassam Sofer, says a famous word. Neir Chanukah is so much Torah Shebaal Peh. Neir Chanukah is the Neir, is the Oir itself of Torah Shebaal Peh, that it can't have expression at all in Torah Shebaal Ksav. Even the Mishnayis, which is, so to speak, the Torah Shebaal Ksav of Torah Shebaal Peh, Rabbeinu HaKadosh created a set nusach that encompassed all of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Nusach of Mishnayis. So the halachas of Ner Chanukah are not to be mentioned at all in Chanukah, in Mishnayis. There's no Mishnah on Chanukah. The sugyas of Ner Chanukah we have in the Gemaras in Perek Mamem Adlikin. But in Teresh B'Chsav, even Teresh B'Chsav, it's not found. This is one case where it is. Why this brings up the end of Momen HaMazik is a good subject for conjecture. Maybe we'll offer one possibility. Svarim Shteit comes from the Zoya, from the Arizal, that we're now in the last Mishnah of the first Chelik above a Kama, of the Arba Ovois of Niske Momen. We're going to start Bezes Hashem now. Niske Odom, in the seventh parak of Bava Kama, is the halachos of Gneva Gzela. The four ovois of Shor Bar Mava and Hever that we started parak Aleph until now, the last six program was an elucidation of those four ovois Nezikin, are compared, like we just said, in the Zoya and the Arizal, Arba ovois Nezikin to the Arba Galuyos. The Arba Galuyos of Bovel, Parasumodai, Yovon, and Edoim are considered Bor, Shor, Mava, and Hever. There's different cheshbonos, which one is connected which. Maybe, possibly, we would suggest that at the end of the Golus, we have to come, the only way we survive is with the Ner of Torah Shabbal Peh. The B'ner Chanukah is the Or of Torah Shabbal Peh. The only place where it's written in the Mishnah is where Klal Yisrael needs it, in the Golus. The Golus is the Arba Ovos Nezikin that I mentioned over here. We're coming now to the end. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichet to see the Ner Chanukah burst into flame. The Ner of Mashiach, Tzidkenu, should, Mitzvah Hashem, light up our way out of the Golus, which we zeichet to be Yerushalayim HaKadosh. And with that, Bez Hashem, we start the seventh Perek in Bava Kama, Perek Meruba. And here we're starting the Halachis of Gneva and Gzela. That's what we're going to have from the seventh through the tenth Perek. The Mishnah starts with an expression of Meruba Midas Tashlume Keifam Midas Tashlume Abav Chamisha. If a person steals something, we'll call that a ganav. There's two ways you can use the word stealing. There's Gneva and there's Gzela. A ganav has a halacha in the Torah that he pays Keifam. Not only does he have to give back the chefetz or the value of the chefetz to the nigzal, to the nignav, but as well he has to pay keifel. There's a knas that the Torah imposed, the first, the value of the gneva. It's like every other hezek, the same way if a person is shor is mazik. So there's dine momen, the amount of the hezek is what he has to pay. The amount of the hezek that a person has to pay in any form of thievery, theft, hezek, it's all the same. That's the keren. The kefel is a knas that the Torah tacked on specifically by a ganav. What's a ganav as opposed to a gazan? A ganav is the specific act of bachashai, unbeknownst to the owner of the chefetz, going into his rishus and being moitzi. A pickpocket is a ganav. A burglar who breaks into a store at night. Somebody who opens up a window and he climbs in and he walks out with chafetzim when the bailam is not there. Or in the middle of the night when the bailam doesn't know that he's there. That's a ganav. Any type of cheating, Rachman Tzlan, in business, or any type of extortion, that'll all be gzela. So the Torah placed a ganav, what Rashi says ala Torah, in Parshas Mishpatim, is that the kefil of a ganav is because since he does b'chashai, he does kiviyochel, nobody notices him, so there's besides for the etzem hezek, that he's doing, there's also a flaunting that the Rebbein Shlom is not watching him. That's the source of the kefil. Besides for that, there's another knas called if a person steals, and then he's tovach u'mochar, either he shechts, and he does away with the behemoth that he stole. This is only when he steals a behemoth ksheira. The Torah calls it shor seh, means a behemoth ksheira, a behemoth and a ksheira, where he either shechts it or he sells it. The halacha is the Torah tacked on an extra chiyuv of arba v'chamisha. Arba, that means besides for the kefil, there's another two-fold payment, either for the seh, or another three, plus the original kefil, for the shor. The Torah says that also in Parashat Mishpatim. Rashi says that the vort is because the seh he has to pick up and he has to carry away. A shor he could just walk off with. So there's a chilik between kefil and dal v'hei, which the Mishnah is going to delineate. But I would like to, Be'ez Hashem, make a hakdama before the chilukim between kefil and dal v'hei, the first nekuda that we pointed out, that there's a chilik between a ganav and a gazan. Like we said, a ganav is a very defined taking out, stealing from somebody b'chashay. There's many other ways of thievery, which don't have to be a ganav in the middle of the night, a ganav b'chashay. In fact, Rishonim Rabbi Yonah Novus famously says that every mazik is really a gazlan. That means every mazik is not sneaking into somebody else's property, but a mazik is somebody who causes somebody financial damage. That's a gazlan, not a ganav. Let's take that a step further. The essence of gezela is causing somebody else financial loss, shaloi kalocha. Geneva is a specific act of removing somebody's chefetz from his rishus, b'chashay. And on that specific defined act of geneva, there's an extra punishment called kefil. Gzela is any type of financial wrongdoing, which is money that's gotten illicitly, illegally. Open up a Rambam. This Hagdama, by the way, comes from the Briskerov. It really comes from Reb Chaim and Achronim that learned by the Briskerov, Rosh Shivas, that learned by the Briskerov, notably Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, in Kuntres HaBiurim, brings this Barichus. There's a very fine diuk when you open up the beginning of Hilchus Geneva, and the Rambam is safe in Ezekin, when you open up Hilchus Gezela. The Rambam divides the two. In the beginning of Hilchus Geneva, the Rambam says, "Kol agoyniv momen mishova pruta umalo oivra aloysa seshenema loisignoivu." In the beginning of Hilchus Gzela v'Aveda, the Rambam says, "Kol agoyzel schaver shova pruta oivra aloysa seshenema loisigzo." He doesn't say shova pruta v'malo the way he says in Hilchus Geneva. What's the chilek? Says the Brisker of a beautiful pshat. "Kol agoyniv momen mishova pruta umalo" means that when a person steals, as long as it's worth a shava pruta, he's a ganav. How much money is the limit? Doesn't make a difference if it's a shava pruta, if it's $1, $100, $1,000, $1 million, or $1 trillion. It's the same. Kol agoyniv momen mishova pruta umalo. When a person says kol agoyzel schaveroi shava pruta, the reason why he doesn't say malo is because each gezela of a shava pruta is a separate avera. If a person steals $10, the avera is infinitely greater than if a person steals $1. It's 10 times more. Nikuda. The point of gzela is hefsid momen. The amount of the hefsid momen is the amount of the avera. Similarly, you can't say kol agozach aver shavapruta v'malo because the point is every shavapruta that he steals is an avera. Only by gneva, the avera is not the hefsid momen. The avera is the specific and defined act of sneaking through somebody's window and walking off with a chefetz from Yenna's property. That's geneva. We'll give an example of this idea, which is almost shocking. We don't paskin this way, but the Gemara in the beginning of the third parak in Bava Kama has a Manda Omar ben Bagbag who holds, what happens if Shimon is holding onto Reuven's chefetz illegally? Shimon took Reuven's tool, took his lawnmower, and he has it locked up in his garage. He doesn't want to give it back for whatever reason. Now, Reuven knows the lawnmower is his. What does common sense say to do? If Shimon is holding on to it, should lock it in, so Reuven should sneak in the middle of the night, jiggle the lock if he's able to, get into Shimon's garage, and take back that which is his. It's his lawnmower. So we paskin you're allowed to, but Ben Bagbag in the Gemara holds that it's an Isser. What's the Isser? Hefsid Momen? It's your lawnmower. The only reason why it could be Osir, and this is the Loshna Ben Bagbag, is that a thief coming through the window in the middle of the night, that itself is an act of Geneva. It's not because you're being mafsid. It's not because the person who's taking the chevitz is being mafsid somebody else's money. An act of Geneva is an act. That's a Maisa Isser. Even if the problem is not you being mafsid moment, you're not being mafsid moment. But the act of Geneva itself is also, so it'll be also. If somebody is holding on to your chefetz, and you go over, and you give him a shove, and you pull the chefetz away, that you're allowed to do. It's not an act of Geneva. You're taking back that which is yours. That you're allowed to do. A person's allowed to protect their property. So this is maybe an extreme example, but it brings home the point. Another example would be Gezel Akum, the famous Shiloh. The Gemara in the 10th Perek in Bava Kama has a whole sugya discussing whether Gezel Akum is Osir or Mutter. In the Rambam, it would sound in the beginning of Hilchus Gezel, in Halacha Beis, the Halacha after we just read, V'osir Ligzel Kol Shehu Din Teira, And then the Rambam says, "Afilu goy oivid avoy dizor osel gozel oshka." The Rambam says it as kilu as a secondary halacha. Gezel hakum is also osel. We pass him that way. It sounds like it's only an auxiliary issur, maybe even only an issur drabonon. In the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, the Rambam clearly says not that way. Osel lignoiv kol shuhu din teiro. And the Rambam includes in that. The Rambam doesn't even have to speak out of goy. It's included. The Rambam later on says as an afterthought, of course. It's the same issur. It's not a secondary issur. It's certainly not the Rabbanon. What's the chiluk? Pashut. By Geneva, the act of Geneva is also. It doesn't make a difference who the victim is. The same way a person is not allowed to eat chazer, he's not allowed to do a maisa Geneva. A maisa Geneva is also. It doesn't make a difference who the victim is. Gezel, you could say, the issur is taking away mamon from a yid. So there's a discussion, maybe gezelakim, where the victim is a goy. Maybe it's not also because you're not chepering with a yid. Kamash malon, we paskin that even where the victim is a goy, it's also also. Maybe it's only also in the rabbanon, but it's a tosefes din. And geneva doesn't make a difference. The act itself doesn't make a difference who the victim is. The act itself is chazer. The act itself is a maisa. So these are a few examples. You also look that the din that we're going to have in the Mishnah is when a person steals. It's like we said, there's a din that he has to pay back the value of the hezek. Same way, Mamon HaMazik also has to pay the value of the hezek. So a ganav, a gazlan, has to pay the value of the hezek. Plus a ganav also has for the Maisi Issa, like we're saying, the Torah imposed the knas, and the name of that knas is Kefil. Let's ask ourselves a basic question. Why, when a person steals, Geneva, Gzela, why is there no Malkus? It's a lav in the Torah. The answer is because there's an oynish momen that the Torah imposed that takes the place of an oynish of malchus. The way the Rambam says that in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva as opposed to Hilchas Gzela is two different ways. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, "Ve'en loikin alav ze sharei nitn l'tashlumin." The Torah, as opposed to giving an oynish, a knas of malchus, the Torah gave a knas of tashlumen. Beginning of Hilchas Gzela, it's not what the Rambam says. Listen to the lashon of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Gzela. The Rambam says, "Ve'en loikin alav ze sharei akosiv not kelasei." The Torah, instead of the loisasei, the Torah said you have to undo the loisasei. The Torah turned it into an assay. The Torah says, "Veheishiv sa gzela shegozu." You have to give back the chayv. Zumit assay. So gzela is about a monetary wrong. A monetary wrong has to be righted. It has to be given back. So the Torah took away the lav. The Torah says, "Fix it up. Pay back." If the chayvitz is intact, he has to give back the chayvitz. If the chayvitz is no longer intact, we'll learn about that in the next few prokim. So then he has to pay the monetary value. But either way, there's a mitzvah saseh, and that is in place that takes away the lav. By geneva, besides for the hezek, there's a separate, distinct maisa aver, like a maisa of eating chazer. There's a maisa of a maisa geneva. That's not notchel aseh, but the Torah imposed an oynish of kefil. And whenever the Torah imposed a monetary oynish, that takes the place of corporal punishment, of malchus. It's a different word, different yisoid, but this is a very clear and very beautiful exposition on what the chiluk of Geneva Gzel is. Now let's start the Mishnah. So like we started, Meruba Midas Tashlume Keifum Midas Tashlume Abov HaChamisha. There are differences in where there is a chiv of Keifel, a Ganev. A Gazlan, remember, does not have a chiv of Keifel. Where is the chiv Keifel by a Ganev as opposed to a Ganev that's paying Tashlume Abov HaChamisha? Shemidas Tashlume Keifel, Neheges. Keifel is Neheg. Bein bedover sheyesh by ruachaim, bein bedover sheyem by ruachaim. Livestock, as opposed to anything. Person ganvis, a lawnmower, a car, a pickpocket, a wild from somebody else's pocket. On all of that, there's kefil. The amount of hefsid there is doubled if the bezin catches him. Umidas tashlumi above a chamisha, eni neheges al b'shor v'seh bovad. The pasuk imposed the extra two or three only by a shor v'seh. This din that tvichu mechira imposes an extra knas. Ein hagoynev acher aganev mishami tashlume kefil. The Mishnah says a separate din that a ganev from a ganev does not pay tashlume kefil. V'loy ha-teveach v'loy ha-moicher acher min ha-ganev, a teveach or a moicher that took a chayfetz from a ganev mishami tashlume bav v'chamisha. Now here we have to add a detail, and that is that the chiyuv of shor v'seh is above a chamisha. The Gemara says above a chamisha, v'loy gimul v'dalid, dalid oyhei v'loy gimul v'dalid. Therefore, if the din is that ein agoyin v'achaganim shalom tashlum kefil, so if somebody steals from a ganav, since there's no chiyuv kefil, even if you would say that be a chiyuv tvichum mechira, he wouldn't be able to be chayiv 4 or 5. Because the 4 or 5 is not 4 or 5. The 4 or 5 is always just an added 2 or 3. The Maisa Gneva imposes a chiv of kefil, and then there's an added 2 or 3 with the separate Maisa of Tvichu Mechiru. What happens if the original chiv kefil is not there? So it's either 3 or 4. The Torah never created such a din. So Mamela, the din is over here, that the same way, so then a tevech v'moichem emelo. There's no din. There's no separate din in tvichu mechir not having by goyim v'naganav. You could say that maybe the same way the Torah said that there's a miut ein agoyim v'chaganav, which the Gemara learns out from v'gunav mi beis so ish. It has to be stolen from the owner's house and not from the house of the thief. So therefore, that din would also be true legabi dal v'hei, and there is a distinct din that there is no dal v'hei by goyim v'naganav. You could learn that way, but the first way we said is the pashtu pshat. Now let's add a little bit of understanding to this halacha. Lefi what we just said as a hagdoma, geneva is not about hefsid moment. When a person steals from a ganav, what is he doing? Ruvain has a seh. It was taken by Shimon. So it's now in Shimon's house, comes along Levi, and Levi steals it from Shimon's house. The seh still belongs to Reuven. So what exactly is Levi stealing? To say he's stealing from Shimon, he is causing Shimon a hefsid moment, because Shimon Lamais is chayiv to pay Reuven. Now that Levi is stealing from Shimon, he takes away the ability of Shimon to replace the Bimakai Ve'eshav Zagzela and to give back the seh to Reuven. If Bezin catches Shimon, so Shimon could always pay back with the say. He won't have to pay the one out of pocket. He'll only have to pay the kefil out of pocket. Okay. So Levi is causing Shimon a hefsid moment. So the Torah says, Lemaisa, even though there's a hefsid moment, but hefsid moment is gzelo. Geneva means removing a chefetz from the reshus of the owner. Did Levi remove the seh from the bais of the owner? No. He took it from Shimon. Shimon is not the owner. The seh belongs to Reuven. So Mamela, that's why he's not a ganav. A goyiv min a ganav is not a ganav. Now, what you could say is that Lamaisa, he did take the seh. He's taking the seh, so to speak, from Reuven. So the Torah is Mamayit, that since it's not Mibay so ish, that's not the definition of a Maisa ganav. Fits very well with the Hagdama that we just said. There would be a mokum to say that Levi stealing the chefetz from Shimon, the seh from Shimon, would be a ganav, because Shimon has what's called kinyone gneva. We'll learn more about that b'hamshach. Shimon does have a certain bailus in the chefetz, as far as his achrayus to Reuven is concerned. Levi's taking the seh away from Shimon. So on that, that's the gzeis hakasuf. That v'gunav mi beis ha'ish, he's not taking it away from the bias, even though Shimon does have a certain bailus in it, that Bailus would not impose the shame of a Maisa Gneva on Levi. Now, Frexach HaShailu, the way we just said, Levi might not be a ganev from Shimon, but he's a gazlan. He's causing him a hefsid moment. He's also causing a hefsid moment to Reuven, because the vial he's holding onto a set that belongs to Reuven. He might not have taken it from Reuven. You don't want to call it a Maisa Gneva, fine. But it's certainly a mafsid moment of Reuven and a mafsid of Shimon indirectly, because he's holding on to a sesha like it did. Certainly illegal what he's doing. So l'chor, that would be the pashtu pshat. There's a famous Ramo in Choshe Mishpat Siman Lamedal that brings from Rivosh that a cholik maganav, a person who divides up booty with a ganav. He was in cahoots with the ganav. He's the getaway driver, etc., etc. So Mamela, Shimon, the ganav, gives a certain amount of the loot to Levi. The halachis doesn't become postulated. This doesn't have a din of a ganav. Frek the tumma, pash the kasha, gevalt. You want to say that he's not a ganav? Okay, that we understand. He's took the seh, or he has the seh that Shimon gave him. He's not v'gunav mibay seish, but he's a gazlan. Why shouldn't he be postulated this? He's definitely a low-down thief. He's just not a ganav. He doesn't pay kefil. But he's a gazlan. Says the k'tois in Siman Lamedal, the velt sisoid. Zok the helige k'tois, that since the chefetz was taken out of the Rishus of Reuven, so now to call that chefetz nifsad to Reuven, it's not nifsad to Shimon because Shimon's not the owner of the chefetz. The fact that he caused Shimon the inability to return it, he's not a gazel on that. That's indirect. But you want to call him that he was mafsid Reuven by holding on to Reuven's chevitz. Once the chevitz was taken out of the rishus of Reuven, it's not shaykh to steal something that's stolen already. It's already out of the rishus of the Bible. So it's not gzeli either. There's no hafsid moment. Now, what's interesting is, the ketayis has to be nisyachis to this, is that Lamazog and Shimon removed the chevitz from Reuven. Shimon is a gazel. A ganim, he's holding on to the chavis, and Shimon takes him a baseball bat, and he smashes the chavis that he took. He stole the chavish al yayin, he smashed it. The Gemara says that if the at the point of Geneva, the barrel of wine was worth 3, so he's chayv 3, plus he's chayv the kefil, another 3, he's chayv a total of 6. When he smashes it, the barrel of wine went up in value, is now worth 5. So he has to pay not only 3, but he has to pay a full 5. Why? Because at the point he smashed, he's smashing a keg of wine, a chavish al yayin that belongs to Reuven, that's worth 5. What do you mean? We just said it's already out of the rishus of Reuven. Reuven's not even a nifsad. If that's true for Levi, why shouldn't that be true by Shimon when he's breaking it? What the Gemara calls tavra, he broke it, a shasi, or he drank it. And the answer is that a maisa breaking it is another substantial maisa in the barrel of wine. Levi removing it from the Rishus HaShimon is not called a Maisa of Hefsid vis-a-vis Reuven. But breaking it is, and therefore is Chayiv. The Ketzayis has one way of saying it, the Nesivis has another way of saying it, but these are the principles of a Chayfetz, HaNignav, Klapi somebody else, it's not Shaykh Neva. Not only that, but we just said from the Ramah that it's not Shaykh Gezele either. What the nature of the Chayfetz that belonged to Reuven, that's now Biad Shimon, is when Shimon steals it, is going to be the subject of a lot of discussion in the next few brachim.